with us this morning.
Oh, good morning, all. I was ready to stand up because I'm just weary. lots going on in where we work. I leave this afternoon for Michigan. And in case you think that's a vacation, I'm going and visiting my 95-year-old mother. she still lives in the same house that we moved to when I was 12. So when I go home, I sleep in my old bedroom, in my old bed, and I think, now wait, what age am I? of course, it's a privilege to have a mom who still stay. You know, she's amazing. She drives. It's very scary. she has a lawn service and a snowplow. So in the spring when she did her spring cleaning, she was out washing her windows, and I'm going, oh, Mom, tell me you're not on a ladder. She was, of course. Just real strong and good memory, and she doesn't hear very well. So I call her every day, and I do a lot of shouting, how are you? And it's one of those where she doesn't hear well enough that you'll have a pause where she's hearing, thinking through the words she heard, and she comes up with an answer she thinks you asked her. It's its own experience. My brother flew in from Hong Kong, and he'll be there. He teaches film at a university there. He rents a cottage on Lake Michigan. So we all drive to Lake Michigan and go spend some time with him there. And my sister happens to live there. So all of us will be together. And it's a good thing, because I think my mom is getting more frail. When I talk to her, I call her every day. My dad died 14 years ago, and she really was kind of lost. Her biggest fear was she'd fall and nobody would find her for 4 days. So my sister and I came up with a plan. My sister goes over 5 mornings a week, and they drink coffee together and do a little shopping together. And I think, oh, thank you, Jesus, that I don't live here, because that would kill me. But every evening, then I call and make sure she's doing okay. And so that's where I'll be for the next 5 days. I come back late Tuesday night. So that should be, it's always, of course, it's always a journey, but it's a privilege again to go and see her. But that's not what I wanted to talk about, but that's why the board says that I'm gone for the next few days. That's where I'll be. So it should be a good thing to do. What I want to talk about today is last week, Thursday, I think, we had a manager's meeting where we got together to think through who we should hire. What would be the right positions to bring into the company that we have currently? And I wanted to share with you what we came up with as a team, just hopefully as an encouragement for you all. The first position we're going to be hiring, looking for and hiring, is a sales position like Terry's, where the person will do outgoing calls. When after the last season, last year, we weren't sure whether or not that was an effective position, mainly because we didn't have a lot of phone numbers. The prior marketing team didn't think we needed to collect phone numbers because they thought, oh, people are very reticent to give your phone number, and maybe they won't actually sign up if we ask them for a phone number. The current marketing team said, you know, let's at least ask. And it's amazing how many people give us a phone number, and Terry's been able to call way more people than she has been able to in the past, and that's been very, very effective. They put Terry's picture on the website and said, you know, if you have any questions, give Terry a call. And by gum, people call her. Can't believe it. It's like, really? But they do. It's awesome. I don't know if you've ever met a salesperson. When my kids were in high school, we had a Cutco. One of their friends was selling Cutco. So that person came to my house, and she laid out all the knives. And they're very well trained with Cutco. She laid out all the knives, and she said, oh, I couldn't possibly buy that big of a package. She laughed. She said, oh, nobody does. Thinking, oh, you weren't supposed to tell me that. Well, let me show you the next package, and the next package, and the next package down. Finally, I bought a smaller package, and that worked out just fine. But what happens with Terry is, you know, she offers the full grade, but as she listens to them, she's able to say, well, you know, it could be that this is a better package for you. And we found that she's almost able to sell to almost everyone she talks with, and she has less returns than even our convention people do. So it's one of those where it feels like a position that we should add to, mainly because we have a lot of people that we could potentially call. So one of the things as a team we talked about was, how do we keep somebody like that busy year-round? You know, a real seasonal business. You know, do you have them just sit in a desk? We don't really want to do that either. So we came up with some strategies and things that we'll do coming up with. So that's the first position, a new salesperson, because Terry's been very effective for us and has done a very, very good job. The second person we're going to hire is a marketer. We have a very small marketing department right now. It might be three. It might be. It's very, very small, particularly because Laura Lee's out on maternity and Anne-Marie works maybe 10 hours a week. It's a very small department. But you know, the advantage of a small department is it's very limber. Amy, over the weekend, they put up the new four-day deal that we're doing. And Amy and Janelle said, well, we could work up a response, but let's wait and see what the people are saying and respond to the things that come up. Well, it used to take us a week to get an email out. We'd discuss it, it'd go back and forth, and everybody in the building would be pulled, and it would just take forever to get an email out. At this point, they can write one in an hour, and it gets up as we need it. Very, very effective. That's very, very been very good. Let's see if I can read my writing. Probably not. But because it's a small team, we believe we need more additional help. We want to maintain control of the message. The old marketing message was, we're putting it on sale, buy it now. We're putting it on sale, buy it now. We're putting it on sale, buy it now. The current team's message is, we have a wonderful product. Please come and buy. We want to help you in any way that we can. Please come and join us. We're part of a great community. It's a totally different slant, and I must say, I'm more comfortable with that particular slant. To say, oh my goodness, we'll give you free summer readers if you'll please, please, please buy from us feels like a position of weakness. It feels like a position of we're not good enough just on our own. And we happen to believe that we are good enough and we are a good product to do. The current team is dealing with some of the prior team's decisions. One of those was conventions. Anthony actually thought conventions were a dying breed and he didn't think we should go to any. So Anthony's decision was that we would cut 15 from the roster. I'm thinking it was 15. It's about that. And that actually has hurt us. Look, in retrospect, we can look at it and say, okay, the states we didn't go to, sales are down. One of the big ones is Florida. That was a strategic decision we made to not go to Florida because they have very hard tax laws. They're really, really awkward to work with as a state, and they'll come and find you if you even step foot in their state. And it was one of those where we went, well, we won't go to Florida, but sales in Florida are down. We can see that just looking at the numbers that are there. So this fall, we will spend time thinking through, what is our convention strategy? What should we do? How many should we go to? And Lord willing, we can change some of the bleeding that's happened there. Another decision the current marketing team is dealing with was we decided to drop the four-day program. That was a decision we made here in the building, and we made it because we wanted to simplify the products that we carried. We wanted to make one less decision for people that are looking at. And John, who was in these meetings, said to Janelle, wow, we just told a certain percentage of our customers that they don't matter to us. I'm thinking, why didn't he bring that up in the meeting? He didn't. Anyway, but it was one of those where we thought, okay, if we can somehow fix this, let's figure out how to do a four-day program for our current customers. So that's been some of the driving force, and it's a decision that the current team had no input on, but still has the it's impacting them. But our current team doesn't know a lot of the modern marketing methods, and I think a lot of us don't. How do you market on Facebook? How do you market on Google? How do you market on Twitter? How do you do Instagram? We just don't. It's such a new marketplace that we don't hardly know where to even begin to. So what we're looking for is a marketer who can come in, who can do a lot of the kinds of things that we need. We need an implementer who also comes with good ideas and good ways to break into markets we don't even know how to begin to reach for. So that's the goal of what we're looking for. We want someone with good ideas. It's very interesting, as we look at the current market team, and sales are down, and we can look at some of the reasons why those are. Greg made the very good suggestion of, why don't we run last year's ads and see how they do? You know, maybe that will bump sales. So we did. We ran last year's ads. We put, instead of Tim's name, we put Luke's name on it. And then we matched that with some ads that Amy had done. And Amy's written content sold twice as many It was quite striking to see, and it was probably good to run both because it did bring both brought in sales. But it sounds like the message is not the problem. It sounds like we're dealing with bigger issues that we have to try to figure out what we're going to do. Now, the third position we're going to bring in is a computer programmer. I mentioned to you before that assist is something that makes our neck twitch. So we called around to see if we could hire a company to come in and write us a new assist program. The current thinking in computer programming is you write your own system, you know what every line of code means. It's not this black box that you have to somehow figure out how to attach things that you want on, but you actually own it and you know how it operates. A team comes in, they write every code, and you watch them and you say, now what did that line mean? What is that? So you actually are an expert in how your program works. So we thought, okay, let's see how much that would cost. A team came in and they said, oh, it'll probably take a year to create. And we kind of went, well, knowing how much they charge, that's probably outside of the ballpark. And Assist actually does work. It's just icky. But one of the things that Kurt said, which was really a good idea, was why don't we program a new front end of what we do? 80% of our problems seem to be attached to the place where people come in to buy, because the accounting piece of it works fine. It's when it's that linking, that's the messy piece of it. So I thought, oh, that's a good idea. Let's at least try that kind of a thing. So we have a liaison coming from a firm. He's coming July 13, and he'll do what they call a whiteboard session, where they basically write down everything you want to have this thing do. So the pressure is on both Marla and Bo to come up with some thinking ahead of time so we're not flat-footed, so we can just figure out exactly what this would look like. We would use programmers then to do a new program. Bo would be intimately involved with that. He'd be part of that. But what modern computing methods say is you should actually have two programmers who are very familiar with your program. Should actually have two people looking over one another's shoulders as you're programming, because what they find is the one will print something and the other will say, well, maybe that's not the best way we should go. Or, oh, I think you put in an extra space there and we want to make sure. So what happens is debugging happens on the front end and you end up with many less problems. Plus, we'd be able to duplicate the wonderful work that Bo does for us. So we're thinking that this is the direction we should be going for, and that's what we're looking to do. And I know that I wanted to share some of this with you. These are the three positions we're looking: sales, marketing, computer. So if you know someone, tell them we're looking at this particular place. And I want you to know that we are purposeful in actually moving the company forward. That's the goal. There's been some pullback in order to try to figure out what's the best team for the company. What's the best skill set that we need? And we want to make sure we're growing. And the problem always is with Sunlight is how do we message it? You know, if you can say, oh, if your kids will memorize Latin, they'll be educated. That's an easy message. It's not a good message, not even a true way of educating, because memorizing a bunch of facts isn't actually good education. But it's an easy message to get out. How do you say, okay, when you sit on the couch and read with your children, they're actually going to somehow magically be educated? Well, how do you tell that to people? What does that look like? So the goal, again, is to always figure out how do we explain who we are and why it's as effective as it is. Because, boy, we have generations of kids who have said, you know, I did so well in college because I just sat on the couch and read with my parents. So if we can figure out how to tell that to people, that would be a good thing. So that's the goals that we're making, and I'd be interested in having any questions that you might have. Great. I get to sit down. Thank you.